Hello everyone, this is Gore's remark in 90 seconds. Mr. Gore's informant in Bei Daihe exposed that a political struggle has erupted at the CCP top level among different factions. None would like to be responsible for the performance of Carrie Lam's Hong Kong government. Seen beating youngsters and civilians ruthlessly, Hong Kong police, triad and disguised PLA are risking being labelled as terrorist groups by foreign authorities. In this case, what would happen to the CCP? 10 more similar questions were raised by a former Politburo member in a circulation entitled, Can We Still Meet in Bei Daihe Next Year? Number 1. How to solve the problem of Hong Kong? Number 2. If China's economy keeps on going like now, what will happen next year? Number 3. With the current high oppression on society, can the CCP survive for another year? Number 4. With current Sino-US relations, can the Chinese government and the CCP survive for another year? Number 5. With intolerable and unrelenting policies towards Xinjiang and Tibet, Uyghurs and Tibetans may take to the street. What can the CCP do? Is it possible to arrest them all? Number 6. Every CCP member feels in danger. Passive and subconscious collaborations with foreign forces are likely to occur and will entail intra-party turmoil and riot. How can the CCP cope with it? Number 7. Can the CCP control the internet and self-media? Number 8. How to cope with the crises caused by revenue deficit and foreign debt? Number 9. Led by the US, Western countries' governments are likely to freeze the CCP's overseas properties. How to cope with this? Number 10. Currently, the national security-based governance has incapacitated the Politburo. Is this going to continue? Raising such questions marks a new stage of the exposé revolution. It signals a most effective, proactive, useful and direct destruction of the CCP. Supplemental to the US combat, the CCP internal struggle sets a new battlefield to bring itself down. Stay in tune with the political dynamics in Bei Daihe. Thank you for listening. See you next time.